This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services for you. Call 620-342-2600 for that complete list of services or just to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this 30th morning of the month of January. We've got 34 degrees on our way to 56 before it's all said and done. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Gwen Berenheide of the Friendship Center, talking about, well, delivery drivers and more. Gwen, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Glad to have you in. How are things going so far this morning? Are you already there at the Friendship Center getting started for the day?
I am not. I will be leaving right after we visit.
No problem. Is it going to be a busy day today?
It's always a busy day.
Well, we wanted to get an update because periodically we have Gwen. Occasionally we also have Barb Lowry joining us to talk about the need for delivery drivers and the importance that delivery drivers play here for our local seniors. And let's start, I guess, here, Gwen. How did things go here during those really bad weather weeks, the last 3 weeks, before we finally started seeing some good weather here the last couple of days?
January's been a struggle for us. We had 2 Mondays that were holidays, and then we had to shut down a couple days. Well, no, 3 days, I think, weather-wise. It's just not good to risk our drivers out on these streets and the sidewalks. And so it was a tough call, but we did it to protect our drivers.
So how are we looking as far as the need right now for drivers? Still openings there, Gwen?
There are. We're always open to volunteer drivers. Schedules can be flexible to what you're able to do, anywhere from once a month to every day.
What do you have, too? I mean, I guess maybe now, because I'm assuming on a weekly basis, maybe the need varies, but what are you needing right now going into the rest of this week as far as slots are concerned and maybe locations?
I'm not at work, so I don't have my schedule in front of me. But
that's right.
I think we're pretty full. Today might be a little bit of a struggle, but I think we can fill that route. What would be most helpful is to have people that we can call as a need arises on a day-to-day basis. I could have one or more drivers call and say they're unable to drive that day for unforeseen circumstances come up. And also people go on vacation, take days off for whatever, you know. And so be able to fill those slots, it would be nice to have some backup drivers, but also some that would be willing to drive more on a regular basis.
So what does the work of a friendship meal driver entail?
Well, they do have to have their own vehicle, and they come to the Friendship Center, and I tell you guys, it is a wonderful team that we have driving for us. Any time there's a need, they do the best they can to step up and fill those needs. Anybody new that comes in, they are great at helping them learn the ropes and giving them little tips on how to maneuver the routes, because sometimes they can get a little tricky. So they take the meals out. They come in. We have a hot cooler and a cold cooler, and the meals, of course, the hot food and cold food are separated into those coolers, and they take the coolers out. They drive their routes and deliver. And really, our drivers are the eyes and ears of the elderly in our community. Sometimes they're the only people that these customers see of a day. And we've had to make some calls for welfare checks, and it is due to our drivers noticing just little things that somebody, some random person would not notice if they went to visit.
The role that they play, the role that drivers play here, it goes well, and I think this is some things that the people don't maybe fully grasp, is that this is more than just a meal delivery, knock on the door, here you go off to the next one, especially when it's in a non-congregate setting.
Absolutely. And a lot of these drivers, they develop relationships with these customers, and I've got customers that sometimes, because our drivers, we do have several drivers that switch routes depending on the need, and I'll have customers call and say, where's so-and-so been? I haven't seen him for a while. So it does mean a lot to our customers to have that interaction.
In talking with Gwen Bernheide of the Friendship Center on Friendship Meals Delivery Drivers, so how long does a normal delivery take? What kind of a time commitment are we looking at here, Gwen?
We have different sized routes, so it does vary. You can be done in as little from leaving our facility to returning, anywhere from a half hour to, the longest we've had is an hour and a half. We've got some pretty long routes.
Okay.
And also, depends on how many routes, because if you're taking more than one route, it is going to take longer.
Gwen, what would you tell a prospective driver, somebody who, you know, they call and say, what do I need to know here about the delivery process, and what is your encouragement here for potential drivers to get on that list, whether they're a substitute or they're a regular driver later?
Sure. So starting out, just call me or show up, and I'd love to visit with them about starting, you know, the process, and I can start them anywhere from that day to the next day. And a lot of times I've had potential drivers come in, and they're really apprehensive about doing it, but they go out on the route the first time, and they come back and they say, man, that was exhilarating. I really enjoyed that. I had no idea how fulfilling this is. So,
Gwen, I wanted to also use this interview here to remind folks here what else is in the Friendship Center building here, and what other services you provide here for seniors and have really for a number of years now besides the Friendship Meals.
First of all, I do want everybody to know our meals are prepared in-house. So where you pick your meals up, that's where they're prepared at. We provide services for helping people find housing, find medical equipment. We have CHIC counselors. We have a senior case manager that helps with doing assessments on those needing to, figuring out if they need to go into the nursing home or just to meet their basic needs, and if they need further needs met.
Gwen, you mentioned that the meals are prepared in-house. You have a good group of volunteers that handle all that cooking, don't you?
We do not. Our volunteers drive. Our kitchen staff is paid staff.
Okay. Gotcha. Gwen, I'm going to ask, because obviously there's the situation that's developing with the Senior Center right now as the transition is underway towards a new CEO, president and CEO, after Ian Boyd announced his resignation last week. And there is some confusion, I think, as to the relationships here locally between really the interactions. And that's really where I want to go with this is where are the interactions right now between the Friendship Center and the Emporia Senior Center, if any, and really how services maybe overlap or are not connected at all?
I came in post-COVID. Before COVID, I know we served our meals out of the senior center. Post-COVID, when I started, we were strictly doing it all through our facility. As far as now, honestly, I don't know. I am out of the loop on that.
Okay. Okay. Well, I just wanted to kind of clarify that, and we'll check up with Manhattan, too, to see how things are going with that. So I guess looping back here to our talk here this morning, still needing friendship drivers, still need some volunteers to step up, and also needing people to help with the meals, just in general, at the office?
Yes.
Okay.
And I would like to also, add, we do, not only do we send meals out, but we are set up now that if anybody would like to come to socialize, we do, and sign up for meals, we do have in-housing lunches. So if instead of having us deliver your meals or pick them, just come and pick up the meals, we do have a place for people to sit and visit and eat those meals.
Yeah, bring up a good point, Gwen. If people would like to get signed up for Friendship Meals, how might they do that?
Well, they call and they let us know, and it does require to have an assessment done, and that's an annual thing that we do. And once that's done, we can start the meals immediately. So,
and that is a lunch daily. How does that work through the week?
Lunches are served when to eat in our facility. They serve them at noon. To deliver, have them delivered. We deliver between 11 and 12:30 is our delivery time, give or take a few minutes, depending on whether a driver is taking multiple routes. It may be a little earlier or a little later than that.
So it's lunches Monday through Friday then, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And no holidays.
Okay. Sounds good.
We do also in addition to our hot meals for lunch, we do offer frozen meals that they can have for their supper. We send out several weekend meals to get them through the weekend also. So it's not just a lunch meal that we deliver to them.
Sounds good. All right, if you want a meal, call the Friendship Center office, 620-340-8001.
Yes.
All right, sounds good. Well, Gwen, thanks for joining us here. Hope you're able to get some more drivers locked in, and appreciate your time here with us this morning.
You're welcome, and we sure appreciate the radio station's KVOE's help, too. You guys are drivers for us, and we appreciate that, and we appreciate you getting the word out there to the community of our needs and the new things that we have going on.
Gwen mentioned that 12:30 time slot. Yeah, depending on how late KVOE is in to pick up their meals, I guess.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Okay. I have your number, too.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Thanks, Gwen.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. So, yeah, Gwen Berinati with us on our Primetime Newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
All right, and if you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots, the rest of the week is full. We've got scattered dates for the next 3 weeks that are claimed already. Let us know, 620-342-1400, or email kiwi@kiwi.com. We'll look at Sacred Heart Schools Catholic Schools Week celebration coming up on our Newsmaker segment tomorrow.
And our Primetime Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. It is 7:33. Stay tuned. We'll check the great forecast next.
Hi, this is Kim with the Sweet Granada. What could be better than love and chocolate? We filled the shop with decadent treats, fudge, and sweets for Valentine's Day. There's no better way to say I love you than with chocolate. Come visit.